Justin Glad, who's kind of becoming a regular on this show and everything I do. I have him on TV with us. We have him on the radio show with us. Justin with us right now, I'm guessing, from Denver. How are you, Justin?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Are mom and dad listening to the interview, or did they come over to Denver too?
No, I'm sure they're listening at home.
How's it feel to be kind of on this quote unquote kind of the newcomers all star game? Are you and Jordan excited about the opportunity over there tomorrow night?
Yeah, I'm super excited about it. Unfortunately, Jordan couldn't come just because he's kind of nursing an injury right now. But it's sweet. It's a sweet experience so far, and I'm stoked for the game tomorrow.
Are you getting to a point now, Justin, where a lot of times people talk about your age and how far along your game is for being such a young person? Is that becoming tiresome for you? Because it's been a storyline that's followed you now for probably a good portion of your career, where hey, he's the youngest guy on the team. He's the first one of his age group to make it to this level. Are you now more just like, all right, it's great to be in the futures game, but let's talk about me as an MLS All-Star sooner than later?
I mean, as long as they're talking about me, I can't complain.
So
I'll take whatever I can take.
So what are the expectations when you get together for an All-Star game like this? What are the expectations? Because every sport, every team sport especially, is about kind of chemistry and getting to know guys. I mean, you guys are all – how many training sessions will you guys have had before you take the field tomorrow night against Club America?
Just one. We had training today, and let me tell you, the elevation is just killer out here. But, yeah, just one, and then hopefully we can have some type of chemistry tomorrow.
How difficult is that when you only have the one training session? I mean, I know it's not a real game, but you're going to try and beat Club America. Is it tough to do?
Yeah, and I'm sure they're a very good team, and obviously they've been playing together. So, I mean, hopefully with all the talent that we have on this team, we can get a W.
Who's your keeper in that game?
We have Matt Lampson and. I'm not quite sure what the other keeper is.
So how different is it? How strange is it to have a different keeper barking at you and directing you and stuff? A lot of times when you look back there, it's a guy like Nick Raimondo, who's arguably the best in the history of Major League Soccer, doing that, and seems like maybe it'd be a little easier to take the criticisms, the orders, and the sort of reprimands that goalkeepers seem to always be barking at their defenders. Is it different when you turn around and it's someone closer to your own age and you're like, hey, man, I know what I'm doing?
Yeah, but, I mean, he's got the best view on the field. I can't really argue, but, I mean, there's just no chance I'd ever say anything back to Nick. If he says something, I'm going to do it.
What about Jeff, though? What if it's Jeff? Would you say something back to Jeff, or is he old enough that you say, I'm not going to say anything back to Jeff either?
I don't think it's as much the age as the how good they both are, you know? They're both, I mean, top-class keepers, so, I mean, if it's my opinion or theirs, I'm probably going to go with theirs.
So I've got to ask, Landon Donovan's coaching this team. Did he run the training session today?
He did, yeah.
How was that? I mean, that's clearly somebody that you grew up watching play, clearly an American icon when it comes to soccer, yet not a guy that has a lot of coaching experience. How was Landon's training session? How's he been with you guys?
No, it's been sweet. Just being around him and hearing all his coaching points and stuff is awesome. I mean, really, it is kind of, you are kind of starstruck at the beginning just because he's such a great player, but it's been awesome.
On the RSL side of things, a noticeable kind of boost in morale lately, three good strong showings from the squad, and obviously starting to figure out some of the things that were inconsistent or were causing problems before. Is the mood a little bit different in the locker room?
Yeah, I think it's super different just because we have, obviously we've been stringing together wins, and I think it's just about everyone fighting for each other and that's kind of, we're kind of missing Hart for a little bit, but seems that we got it back and we're kind of on a roll.
It gets really crazy now, Justin. 5 games, 15 days, 3 different competitions, 3 different countries. I mean, how wild is that? I mean, you've played some international soccer before and played a lot of matches, but I can't imagine you've ever had a schedule like this, have you?
No, not even close. It's gonna be tough for sure. I think the key is gonna be just having a rotation, kind of trying to save the legs and everyone again working for each other and taking care of their bodies.
Are you having fun?
I'm having the time of my life. Absolutely.
What's been the best part of the experience? I know you had a little taste of it last year, but this year, where you've seen a whole lot more time with the senior club, what's been the best part of the experience so far?
Playing. I mean, it's fun being practicing with the team and being a pro, but there's nothing like getting minutes in a packed stadium and contributing to the team. And I think that's for me, that's the best part, is just stepping on the field and knowing that, like, I'm doing it, I'm here, I'm playing, you know?
Are you going to get to stick around for the All-Star game on Wednesday night, or are you coming back after tomorrow night?
No, I think I'm leaving Wednesday morning, so I'm going to miss it.
That's all right. You can watch it at home. It'll be cool to see some of that stuff, but you'll have your chance certainly there. We were kicking this around before you go. Do you guys get, like, free Chipotle while you're there? I mean, the Chipotle sponsoring this thing, and I think I saw you tweet out the other day you were eating at Chipotle. So, I mean, is this a big deal for you? Do you guys get a free, like, an all-you-can-eat card for the year? What's the rub here? Is there Chipotle for everybody?
No, I'm actually working on it right now. I'm trying to tweet as much as possible to try and get one of those cards.
You want one of those black cards, don't you? One of those VIP cards, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's the goal. That's the reason behind all these tweets. But yeah, sorry for all my Twitter followers, but working on it.
at the very least, you should get free guac for life or something. I mean, that's, come on,
exactly.
Chipotle.
I mean, chips, a free drink, anything really. I'll take it.
He's 18. He loves his Chipotle. Hey, thanks for jumping on board. Good luck tomorrow night. Represent well, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you.